listening to Vocal Profiling Live on VBS Radio. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host. It's good to have you along with us. Tall Blonde Heather is here behind the scenes, acting as the producer, running cameras. We have Eric with us. He's running the boards and everything to help bring the show to you live. We are broadcasting. Heather, if they're just listening to us, how can they watch us and see what's going to happen today?
They can go to ustream.tv and just look for Sound Health Hour, and that'll lead you right to our live broadcast. Or just go on the front page of BBS tonight.
We're on the front page of BBS.com.
Right there.
Awesome, awesome. They can also get in touch with us tonight. We have a direct line to the studio, 740-698-1881. You can also, I've got this wonderful presidential stuff up here. I don't have my email. But we're just going to have to use email from last week that
they
we didn't get.
They
can email you, Heather? This Heather at Vocal Profiling?
Yes.
Okay. This show is sponsored by the Sound Health Research Institute and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. Sound Health is the largest alternative wellness clinic in Southern Ohio. Maybe all of Ohio, you think? You did some research?
I did. We're getting pretty big, Sherry.
I am very happy that Lisa is part of us now. You're a permanent part.
I seem to be a permanent fixture these days.
We've been calling you lovely Lisa, but, you know, I think feisty woman.
Yeah, it tends to happen.
It's a very apropos description.
I think you're right on target.
Lisa keeps us down to earth with her no-nonsense, tell-it-all kind of style. We're going to be doing vocal profiling tonight on the show. Isn't that clever? Vocal Profiling Live. We're going to do vocal profiling. So you can call us up, and right on the air, we'll do an evaluation of your voice. You'll just talk to our microphone. And that number, again, 740-698-1881. You can go through the BBS board, their switchboard. But it gives us a lot of static, so if you would call us here directly at the studio, that would be great. Okay, and you can talk about whatever you want, but if you give us a little bit of a hint, you know, we're better off with what's going on. For those of you who've not done this before, you just give us a call, you talk on the microphone, you tell us what you want, and we sort of look at your evaluation, and you can watch it right up here. What we have up here tonight is we're going to talk about Obama and Biden. We're going to talk about McCain and Palin. And we're going to talk about Hillary and Obama and Hillary and Palin and Hillary and McClain. And we're going to see who's the cream of the crop and see who comes out on top here. Lisa.
Yes.
What's vocal profiling for people who have never tuned in with us before?
Well, vocal profiling is a great way. Sherry taught me when I first started here. It is a great way to use your voice to find out what you really already know, but it proves to you that your voice can actually tell you the story. And Sherry's done a few vocal profiles with me, and it's scary to admit, but she was right on target. And it can be great fun, but also at the Institute, we've taken it to the next level, and we've used it to identify some areas of the body that are weak that we can help make improvements with, and it's pretty amazing stuff you've got going here, Sherry.
Didn't one of the people that we did one of their profiles online, didn't they call you back after the show?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She was shocked. The first thing she wanted to know was... She was a friend of mine, and she thought that I had told you, you know, the skinny on her story, and it made you, you know, be able to more easily talk about her voice print. But if anybody knows what goes on here at Sound Health, I hardly ever run into Sherry, and I certainly not just to sit down and chit-chat about a friend. And so when I assured her that I had had no conversations with Sherry and she didn't know anything about her, she was floored and scared to death.
So we could tell things about her.
Yes.
I think she asked us about her relationship.
Yes, it was when we were doing the romantic compatibility.
And we told her something was wrong with her eyes, and she said, no, no, no.
Uh-huh. And she called me back on my way to the car after the show, and she goes, oh, my God, I forgot. She's like, a couple days ago, my eyes started doing really weird things. And and you had nailed it, and then it reminded her of the problem.
So you can take a vocal print, you can look at the frequencies of the voice, and you can tell things about it.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a bunch of hooey, Lisa.
That's what I thought when I first started here, too, until I did my job interview, and Nikki took a voice print of me during my job interview to see if I was going to be a good fit here, and it was worrisome the first time out the gate. Like, I don't know you well enough to know this stuff about me, but Nikki's great, and Sound Health has been pretty good to me so far, so it's working out good.
And we've created a program for you guys to have that does this vocal analysis for you, and it's free. People have a hard time with that, Heather.
Are they free part?
The free part.
They're always attracted to it once they see it in action, but it's kind of, you know, you got to see to believe type thing. They love it.
It is. Once you see it, you're hooked.
And they can download this, or we took the download down because the programmer's fixing it, so they have to write to you?
They can write to me directly and get our download that we had available up until a couple weeks ago. We are in the process of updating and making it even better, which is a wonderful thing.
So it's Heather
at vocalprofiling.com.
And there's a manual?
There is a manual, and I'll get that to you as well.
And there's a free class.
Can't beat that.
Heather, Lisa, we're in business to do research, and we can't do research without money. Why are we giving this away? I'm having a problem with that.
Why we're giving it away?
Yeah.
We're giving it away so people can get a chance to try something that is potentially planet-altering so that they can see for themselves the potential and the capabilities that it has. And then once you see what it can do on a free level and you see what it's going to be like, then you can realize the potential it can take to the next level, and then you can come and join us for one of our classes, and then you can learn.
And there's also a free demo.
Absolutely.
That they can watch all of this work, and Heather, you've posted that someplace, or they have to write to you to get
the demo? I will be happy to give them if they email me directly. I like to hear from our listeners out there.
And we're going to show some charts tonight that they can get copies of from you, too. Lisa, you've been telling me that hundreds and hundreds of people have been tuning in to listen to the keynote and read the keynote.
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
You can go to bbsradio.com, and there's a place there for Ask the Expert. And you click on Ask the Expert, and it will take you to your site, and then they can just click on there and read the keynote.
Also the front page of Nutrasounds.
That's right, front page of Nutrasounds.com.
Nutrasounds.com. Okay, do we have a keynote
tonight?
We
do. We have a keynote.
We have an important one.
That's what you told me. I haven't read it yet, so this is my first time.
This is a very, very important keynote.
Okay.
All right. Here's the keynote for September 3rd. We're under the spell of the note of F, and that color is celery green if you're left-brained, and it's magenta for those right-brainers. We're coming out of a no-growth time where lots of words have been passed back and forth, and we seem to be wallowing in our own mess right now, but you have to pay attention because it's time to let it go. The primary nutrient is arginine.
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 That's an incredibly important
amino
nutrient.
Acid.
Yeah.
Okay. And I can see why, because the next line says, because it supports sexual activity. That's a big one. And insulin levels, muscle strength, and growth hormones. Let's see. We've got osteoporosis genes. If you're associated with postmenopausal women, you've probably become less active, so if you're experiencing symptoms of osteoporosis, loss of bone mass, brittle bones, take some extra precautions. The literature suggests that you should have your calcium checked and take some extra arginine. Am I saying that right?
Yes,
osteoporosis.
Good. The other thing that one, I don't know if, I'll wait until you read that, because there's something in here about growth hormones.
Right.
People have been saying, take growth hormones and you won't age. Well, it's given people cancer.
Oh.
But if you take arginine and lysine together, it will make your body make these natural growth hormones.
So on its own.
On its own. Much safer. And what's happening with these frequencies, this keynote, they've been doing studies with the military and also with Motorola. They've been measuring frequencies that come to the planet, and they're very cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a day cycle, there's a moon cycle, and there's a sun cycle. And there are regular patterns, and they've been doing this for 20, 30 years. And you can go onto their websites and you can get the frequency for today. We figured it out for one of our computer programs, so we go on our own programs now to get it. But it tells us what frequency is active, therefore what frequency is in stress in your body for today. And it's usually good for about 3 days, these keynotes. I want to do them every day.
Right.
So I made this one for 3 days. So it started out with herpes, I believe.
Yeah.
And activating herpes and hydrochloric acid. No, it wasn't hydrochloric acid. It was ulcers.
Yes, that was next, the ulcer frequencies.
So we have to be very careful because arginine aggravates herpes.
Right.
So if you have herpes, you need to be careful with that and take more of the lysine side than the arginine side.
You also say the muscles are the obliques that are in stress.
Yeah.
Does that mean I get to lay off on the stomach crunches?
Haven't you been using your Fab Abs box?
Should I turn it down now?
Well, it just means that you shouldn't be going out and doing 1,000 of them, or you shouldn't be stressing that muscle.
On a good day, couldn't bust out 1,000 of those, so I'll probably be all right.
We had one guy in here that got his leg cut off in a motorcycle accident, and when we got him out of his pain, the first thing he did was go do 1,000, up, down, up, down.
Ooh.
He came in crawling.
I bet.
The next day, because he was out of pain, so we have to warn people about that. But we do have this box, Fab Abs, that exercises your stomach.
It does.
Without moving. And we just developed a new one called Bio Body. Do we have people on that program, or are we looking for volunteers?
I'll volunteer.
Okay. The other thing that we just did was a template for osteoporosis, because there's many, many things that cause osteoporosis. And nobody knows which one it is. You go to the doctor and they slap you on some calcium stuff, and that may not be it at all. It may be something totally different. It may be your phosphorus. It may be your vitamin D. And that's one of the things that we can tell by your voice in terms of frequency equivalent. You call us up, call the main number, 740-698-9119, and you can make an appointment, and we can do your profile right on the phone. You know, whether this is a problem with leukotrienes or prostaglandins or proteins or phosphorus or whatever. And arginine is really good if you have inflammation. And I am in I don't know if shock is the right word. It's almost shock. How many people come in here and they have inflammation from eating wheat, all this modified wheat?
Yeah.
And all this modified stuff that they do to our milk, and it's causing big hits on our immune system. And so that's why we try to warn people every day with these keynotes, you know, what's in stress for the day. And you know, if you're prone toward osteoporosis, now's the time to look at that and kind of clean it up a bit. We had a few announcements. We're going to talk about Myrtle Beach. We're going to be in Myrtle Beach. What's the date?
The
20th and the 21st. So if you want to walk up to us and say, I would like my vocal print done, actually the computer's going to stand there and do it for you. You're going to pick up the mic and talk, and it will print it right out for you. We're going to try to do at least a little class to teach you to do this. And I'm going to get serious here for a minute. I want to teach you to do it because I believe the healthcare system is in dire need of some assistance. People are going to the doctor. They don't know what's wrong with them. They end up being here after they've exhausted everything else. We need data. They need to be helped. Particularly, we're doing what now? Bio diet. How many people do you know that are overweight?
Many.
You walk down the street and well over half of them, and the kids are incredibly overweight. I was in a doctor's office the other day, and there's a 2-year-old in there, and the doctor was prescribing a diet for a 2-year-old. Let the 2-year-old grow. They start getting up and running around and walking really well. They're going to lose the weight. But, you know, I've seen 5- and 6-year-olds that are kind of as wide as they are tall. And I think our food supply has been so tainted. We can help you look at that as a parent, as a grandparent, as a clinic. We can help you look at that. Call us up. We'll do an evaluation over the phone, and we'll at least get you started on what's causing this kind of thing. And come and see us in Myrtle Beach, and you'll push a button, and the print will come right out at you. You can take it home with you. And you can also know what our classes are. We got those schedules, NutriSounds, and all that. We have a new DVD. Is that up on Amazon yet?
We're currently working on our Amazon store.
But you have a picture?
Can I see that? Okay, show the back part.
This is called breaking the sound barriers of disease. And the reason that's on the front is Sylvia Franck has identified this work as the work of the secret of the Holy Grail. That's the Templar work, the movie The Da Vinci Code. This work here and the numbers associated with allowing people to make themselves well has been associated with the secret codes of the Holy Grail. And that's what we're trying to get out to people just as quick as we can, and we want people to help us do that, and that's what this DVD is about. Isn't there two DVDs on there?
You've got bonus footage of miracles and non-medicine.
And that's a lot of doctors talking about what we do. Okay? We did preview class. We have a big, big, big project we really would like people to get in touch with us about, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. We're doing that project for the Army, with the Army, I should say. They awarded us a contract. That press release went out. So
that press release is out, and it's all over RSS feeds. It's everywhere.
Okay, so they can get a copy from you if they want.
Yep.
So it's on the Internet. What's going to happen here is we have created a computer program where soldiers coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder can call us up or call you up if you're a provider, and you can help them know what's going on in their body. And there's eight major things that we look for. Calcium, niacin, linoleic acid, and zinc is the first layer, and we can tell which one of those is causing some of the mental issues. And I hope I remember the last one. B5, that's pantothenic acid, pregnenolone, choline. I always forget that last one.
That is so not my office. I'm clueless.
But we posted that someplace so they could get it. Okay. We're going to talk about the presidential candidate.
We are.
Obama. We did his print before. We did a comparison of Obama and McClain. Oh, I don't know much about Biden. You know, I've heard his name, but don't really know about him. Either of you know much about
She's got a biography there.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you know about Joe Biden?
I don't know a whole lot about Joe Biden. I know he's been in the Senate for a long time. I know he's been on the Judiciary Committee, and I know that he's on the Foreign Relations Committee.
Where's he from? Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Was that a surprise?
And then Delaware.
That he's from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Know that Biden, who would think that?
That was a surprise.
I was.
He's from left field.
I got to say, I think I was a little disappointed.
Who did you want him to pick?
Hillary.
Yeah.
You want to see a shock
about Hillary?
This is an absolute shock.
I thought the Hillary Obama ticket was a shoo-in.
Well, come around here and look at this. As a matter of fact, you probably could run it because I don't know what I'm doing with this new Vista stuff. Every time I say Vista, I want to go bah.
I'm not overly impressed with Vista.
Okay, it's up from here. That's a McCain on Palin that we're going to talk about. It's on up from this way up. Well, it's the next piece up. I'll show you Hillary and
Hillary and Palin.
Well, one up.
One more.
Hillary and Obama. You're going to be in shock when you see these.
Okay.
There you go. Obama and Hillary.
Okay. This one is Barack Obama. Notice all the blue on the left
lots
side.
Of blue.
Notice lots of green, lots of red, lots of yellow. But the blue is laying on the left side. That means he's emotionally logical. Okay, if we go on down and look at Hillary, I wish you could see these together. We're going to post these, aren't we, Heather?
We certainly can.
Okay. They're almost identical.
Wow.
Except the blue has been shifted
to
the right side. Isn't that awesome? I don't know how to make this thing go back up. There's Obama. All the blue. For those of you looking at it on the TV, we're looking at a vocal print that comes out right with the Nano Voice. And it's a series of tall little building-looking things, a graph, and it's got colors on it. The red is action without thought. The yellow is mental. The green is action with thought, kind of like a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
The red is like a fireman. And the yellow is like a lawyer, somebody very mental. And the blue is all emotion, something like a minister. And all that's in the manual. But when you look at Obama and Hillary, they were perfect roommates.
Thank you.
Did you say that?
I said that. That was my ideal ticket.
They were perfect. Why? What happened?
I was just upset they didn't get together.
Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. I'm crushed that it didn't. I think Obama is threatened by her.
Well, here...
I think he wonders who would actually be the president. She's already been in the White House. He hasn't, and people would look to her more than him.
She has
more experience, and I think he was afraid he'd play second fiddle in the White House.
Hmm. Do you think this was an advisor thing?
Mm-hmm.
I
think, yes, it would be a good ticket, but I think that you will always play a backseat to Hillary because she's been there, done that, and everyone will look to her.
Wasn't that kind of what happened to Bill Clinton?
Lots of things happened to Bill.
Okay, this is Obama talking about Biden. Remember what I said? Obama about red. And all of it is about G&G Sharp, physical results. Now, all of these graphs and what are those called? These flyers, pages?
The reports?
No, not the reports. There's a little page where they can see immediately.
Oh, the printout?
The note correlate chart
kind of thing. Yeah.
But do you call that a flyer? What do you call it?
Yeah, we've got flyers like that.
Flyers, so they can write to you and get this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they'll know what these notes are and what all of this red means. Okay, now right below this, I have Biden. Look at that. Not 1 ounce of red.
Oh, my.
Not the first ounce. And when we post these, you'll be able to see it better. But look at his highest note is the note of D. That's the one that Obama has missing, so that's good. Obama's missing says that he takes his self-worth from outside. That's the same thing Clinton did. Bill Clinton. What Obama misses... Biden fills it in with this really strong D. And notice that his D is very tall and very green. He takes his self-worth from inside himself. And green is experience. It's the farmer color. It's the experience of action. The red is a fireman. Take action because you have to at the moment. But one of the things that's going on here, every place that... Obama had all of this red.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, or Biden has it missing. So they're going to be kind of fitting together kind of like that.
So you think they'll complement each other?
Yeah, but they got a lot left over here that's flopping in the wind.
Which will probably get them in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Darn it.
I think it is strange that Biden's chart is almost the exact opposite from Bill Clinton. Not Hillary, but Bill. Opposite. I just thought that was very, very odd.
I liked Bill.
A lot of people like Bill.
I like Bill, too.
Okay. Here is Obama and Biden. This is Obama making a statement of why he chose Biden. We don't have time to play this, do we?
Can you pull that up for your request?
But he's talking about three reasons he chose him. One, he can step in. Biden is not a yes man, and he cares about the American people.
Sure, he's got it right here.
You got it? You want to play it? And he's consistent.
Number two is that if I'm in the room making the kind of tough decisions that the next president's going to have to make, both on domestic policy counsel and advice of somebody who's not going to agree with me 100% of the time. In fact, somebody who's independent enough that can push back and give me different perspectives and make sure that I'm catching any blind spots that I have. And Joe Biden doesn't bite his tongue. Number three is somebody who I know in his heart cares about the American people and the American dream and is willing to fight for them as hard as he can. And Joe Biden fit that bill.
What do you think of Senator McCain's bipartisanship?
What happens here, and if you look at the comparison of some of the other things that Biden said, they fill each other in, and Biden is going to set on Obama. He's going to rein him in. Obama's ready to go out there. He wasn't in the beginning. He was sort of multitasking, you know, in a lot of different ways. But Biden, I'm going to quit that. Biden is going to rein him in. But there's another problem. This is Biden talking about the presidency. It's got a lot of emotion at F. So there's a lot of planning already going on about what's happening. But the best thing is, I need to move this over just a little bit. There is some high spirituality going on in Biden. And he was just beginning to talk about his mother. And I think that they were trying to play on this idea of Palin being a great mother and certainly compatible, and I need to find it where he's talking about his mom. You know why? Because it's a big put on. And you can see it in the chart. Let me run down and find that for you. I lost my place here. We will absolutely post this so you guys can see it. Okay, here's about Biden talking about his mom growing up, school of hard knocks. His mom was in the audience. He said his mom taught him that you are defined by your sense of honor and redeemed by your loyalty and to never give up. Look how yellow he got. Mental, not his words. Somebody constructed this for him. Very, very little emotion. And it was very good in the beginning when it was C-sharp. C-sharp is all about fairness and trust and that. And that's how he started, until he started to get very maudlin. And it was not truthful. I think this is an attempt to show Biden is at the same level as Palin, as a good family person, a good mother, came from a poor background. He stayed way too long on that. And it dropped out of his chart. Not that it wasn't true, but it was contrived to create an image. He better get his stuff together a little better if he's going to talk about that in public, guys. And it's G mental, construct a physical picture. And when you listen to this, I mean, it's all about what his dad told him, his school of hard knocks, his growing up poor, And the reason you can, I don't know if you can see this, you will be able to see it when we print it, but this is the same focus, but this one is numeric instead of a graph, and there's holes all over it. And when you see those holes not filled in numbers, this indicates that there's not a continuity in what the person's saying. You can do this right on the nano voice that we're offering you for free. You can see when someone's lying to you. Is that a valuable thing? Would you like to know when someone's lying to you, Lisa?
Yeah, but can't you just pretty much tell?
Some people don't believe themselves.
We need a pocket nano. That again?
Pocket nano.
Awesome.
Put that down for conference. We're going to do a pocket nano. I've got to write that down. Eric.
Instead of your iPod, you have your iNano.
There
you go.
Hey, that's a good name. Hi, Nano. We welcome your names here. You can help us create these products. They're for the people. Eric, what would you... Can you already tell when someone's lying?
Sometimes.
If they still deny it, would you like to put it in front of them and say...
Absolutely.
My Nano said... you were fibbing. What do you think would happen to our political system, guys?
My grandma says.
What would you like to see each candidate make a statement under these circumstances?
I think you'd hear a lot of no comments.
Do you think anybody would publish it?
I think absolutely they would publish it.
Who would publish this? Who would have the guts to publish this article?
I would.
You would?
I would, absolutely.
I would.
Do you think you're going to publish it under entertainment or news?
It depends on how you write it.
You think anything like this would be of interest to Wall Street Journal readers? Do you think that they might want to take this to their broker and see if that broker is telling them the truth about the next
stock? Somebody
was
in charge of my millions, yeah.
So who should we write this to?
Wall Street Journal.
Go bigger, stay at home.
Wall Street? We could do things like we did for entertainment, like we did Christy Alley stuff.
Right.
And we did, you know, what to do about those diving. That could go in an entertainment. And if there was a show or a magazine that had any courage or they wanted to incredibly increase their readership, we could tell them why Kirstie Alley was having trouble with her weight up and down. I don't think we're ready for the Wall Street Journal yet. We don't have enough people trained, for one thing. We need to find a happy medium. So if you guys got any ideas, you could write us at heather@localprofiling.com and tell us where you think this ought to be published. We'll get this article. The people need to know this. Okay, going on down here, because it gets better, guys. Obama and Hillary, you guys have seen this one. Now you know what this blue means. When somebody has yellow, blue, green, all of it means they're multitasking. And this was done during one of the debates in the beginning. And I just pulled them off randomly, and then I was in shock about how well they matched. It could be the same person. If somebody handed me two of these, I would not, unless I listened to it, I wouldn't be able to look at it and tell that they were not the same person. I would believe they're the same person. Okay, here's Hillary again. Same one that we just did with Obama. Now, here comes power. I'll go back and forth on that. You haven't seen the canes yet?
I have to see this. I haven't seen it yet. Oh, beautiful.
Multitasking?
Yep.
High, high green. The doer.
She's a mom.
It's incredible. And the high green is on G-sharp, physical result, with competent management. Now, you haven't seen McCain's, but his is the worst of all. So I'm going to predict, of all these candidates, this woman is the best candidate for the president.
For the president, not for the vice president.
Not for the vice president. She is the best president candidate that I have seen in a very long time outside of Ron Paul.
She's very outspoken, and a lot of people don't like the fact that she is so outspoken.
Awesome.
Well, we've got this controversy. I just got an email yesterday or the day before that she's going to allow drilling of the oil in Alaska. Well, good God. People are trying to get free of the eastern oil. Why not use our own? And it's sitting there in Alaska. What is their problem?
Environment.
The environment can be put back. They can drill a little hole.
That's great.
Well, would you rather it be clean?
Oh, sorry, that's beautiful.
They can put the forest back or whatever. Could it be offshore? What's it going to disturb there? Salmon fishing. Okay. But I would lots rather use our oil in Louisiana, our oil in Alaska, and get away from this controlled oil prices that's forcing us to $4 a gallon. I mean, how many of you have curtailed your driving?
Oh, I have for sure.
Yeah.
I collect everything for a week because we live so far out in the boonies, it costs $10 to go to town and back.
Yeah, you got to want to really go now.
I think it's ridiculous. And it's being artificially driven up by controlled gas prices and by the people who have been invested in alternative forms of energy have to drive the price up to make it profitable for their alternative source of energy to be competitive. You guys are being had. This is one of the best voice pens since Ron Paul. It's just incredible. Look at all this blue emotion.
She gave a great speech the other night.
She did, and she introduced her family. I loved it.
Yeah.
Look at the red, very little red. You know where she has the most red, where she's going to do something spontaneous? For the people. B is the note for the people, your community, your support of the community. It's only 50, normal 44. It's high 50. But that's incredible, spontaneous result. No, spontaneous result. Reaction to the people. This is an incredible file. We'll print out the printout of this so we can see this and see it when you post it. Is it still being posted on Vocal Impressions? Okay, and we have that on BBS Radio. It's on, you go on the BBS Radio, go down to the second grouping, it's on the left, Vocal Impressions. How long is it going to take you to get this up? A couple days?
Yeah, usually they get it up for me within a day.
Look, her chart is well-rounded, emotional doer with emphasis on physical management.
But now we're going to hook her up with McCain, so
how
much of the weight is she going to have to pull?
Wow.
A lot. Where do you see McCain? You're going to fall on the floor. This is her, this is Palin talking about accountability. They asked her to talk about this. She has the accountability stuff. She will carry out the plan. She will make it physically happen. But she does not know what the plan is, and they have not told her what the plan is. And she's just liable to kick butt when they do.
That'll be beautiful.
But look at this high C-sharp. Now remember, this is green. It's a doer. C-sharp, justice, fairness, truth. I love it. Accountability. Just on these few notes, we have a caller, is that what you said? I can't hear them.
Pardon me?
Can't hear you. Can you hold on just a few minutes? We only have a few minutes left from the show, and I promise I'll talk to you, even if it's off the show. Unless you want to talk about the show content, but if you want your voice done, can you wait a little bit?
Oh, it's just Juliana up in Mount Vernon, and I was just going to make a comment about Palin because I think she's really special, but don't worry about it, okay?
No, Tommy. Go ahead, talk.
I was just real impressed with her last night as I was listening to her, and I was trying to visualize what her vocal print would look like, and then you showed it to us, and I just thought, isn't that amazing? And it made me feel like I could actually start to feel and, you know, visualize these things. So I was so pleased that you had her on tonight.
There is no way I would ever vote for McCain. No way until this happened. Now, I'm going to have to swing my vote for this woman.
Yeah.
This is one of the most incredible politicians' voice I have ever seen. Jimmy Carter is sort of like it. Ron Paul is sort of like it. Two people who have lots of credibility. Look at this. Look at McCain's voice. One note. One note. And it is yellow. It is mental. But it's the note she has missing.
Wow.
Go back and look at this. So they have not told her what the plan is. Look at all of this. Oh.
They've pretty much just got her running the media circus right now.
Absolutely.
Introducing herself, and they've probably told her very little politically.
Did my whole chart thing disappear?
Disappeared.
Everything disappeared? Did we just do F5? Okay, there's another one here. Oh, here's Palin on accountability, where that F-sharp is high in McCain. Total, one note. How can we have a president with one note? Can't have a president with one note. Boy, I really thank this caller who called us. That's an incredible endorsement. Now do you want to see Obama on Palin?
And it was really classy about Obama sticking up for her when they were starting to trash her family the other day, and he's like, families are off limits.
I think he is a very classy guy.
Yeah.
This is McCain talking about Palin. It's all mental. He chose her because it was the intellectual thing to do. Not physically right, not emotionally right. It was the intellectual thing to do, here's this big green, to create some physical image or some physical thing. I am upset.
I think he wanted the Hillary voters. And if he could pick a woman,
he's going to get
then
him.
He's going to get the Hillary voters.
If McCain gets the presidency, it's because of this woman. I just can't. If he'd have picked Ron Paul, maybe I'd have voted for him.
You don't believe that McCain's very healthy, do you, Sherry?
I do not believe McCain is healthy. Look at this. This is this woman just talking about her family, introducing, is it Tiff? Is that her baby's name? And her
Trigg.
Look at this. What comes first with her family? Protecting them physically and management with responsibility. Exactly the same thing that came up when she's talking about the government.
Right.
She's going to run the government like she runs her family. Isn't that incredible? Could this be... She doesn't need McCain to win this election.
That's even better.
Obama and Palin, you would not be able to stop. This is incredible. This is Obama talking about Palin and being totally supportive. This is Obama supporting her almost to the same extent that he supports Biden. He doesn't support her here on creating something physical, the only place it's down. But he supports her in what she is doing, supports her in planning, supports her in end results. I think it's incredible. How can we get her to run for president? We will print this. We will get it out to you. We only have a few minutes left. Please get in touch with us about the Nano Voice so you can take their speeches and you can do this. And you can look at anybody who's talking to you, even live. The Nano has live input on it now. So you can have your microphone there. You can see what's going on. Download it. Get in touch with Heather at vocalprofiling.com. We'll give you a class to do it. The people deserve this talent, this ability, this tool to have for their health and to have for their lives. And the Sound Health Institute and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology takes great pleasure in being able to give it to you. We're broke and we're totally poor, but we're giving you this program. Thank you for listening. We're hoping you're with us next week when maybe we can finally get to some of your questions and things you sent in. There's been incredible response to what we're doing. We appreciate your listeners. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. But the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.